and welcome Marcel Salvi in Pietermaritzburg, a certified thermographic technician and owner of Thermoscan. Hello, Marcel.
Hello, Heather. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Great. Now, tell us how you arrived at developing your product at Thermoscan.
Well, I had two lumpectomies, which were both benign, and when I found a third lump, I've been researching natural health for the last 20 years, and I'd heard of thermography. So I decided to make inquiries and see if it was available in South Africa, which it was. And they said, yes, they've come through to KwaZulu-Natal in November. Well, that turned into December, into January, till eventually he contacted me and said, don't you know anybody who would like to do this in Natal for us? So I said, send me the information. I have somebody in mind. And I had a look at it, and I thought, with my history, my breast history, and my natural health history, this is for me. So 2 years later, after much research, after struggling to find the best camera and to ensure myself that I was going to do this properly and professionally, I started my own practice in 2011.
Well, well done that you actually persevered. That's great. I like that story. Okay, now we're going to go in a nutshell. What is the difference between a thermography and a mammography, which is basically a mammogram, isn't it?
Yes, a mammogram is it uses radiation. It is basically an X-ray, and thermography is infrared thermal imaging. For mammography to find something, it has to have a lump. It has to have the tumor present, whereas we will pick up at least 6 years before a mammogram because we're a soft tissue study. We'll pick up the warming in the breast tissue itself, and that will be really, really early detection. That's basically the difference between the two.
Okay, and I think in our discussion before, we said also that mammograms don't work with implants and fibrocystic breasts, right?
Absolutely not, because the mammogram cannot tell you what it is. It'll see that mass and then put the fear into somebody, because that's basically considered a false positive, because now you have to go for ultrasounds for further verification if you've got a dense breast. Also implants. We work fantastically with implants. And that also pertains to younger women from the age of 20, because that's usually a denser breast. So that's excellent for early screening all round.
As I recall, you said that your thermography can actually detect anything 6 years before, right?
Yes, it can, because we don't need that lump to be present. For the mammogram to recognize something, it has to be a minimum of about a pea size. That pea size takes actually 6 years to get to that size. So you could be going for your mammograms for the first 4 or 5 years, and every time be told you're clear, 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 meantime, there is something growing, and we would pick that up right in the beginning.
Well, you know, this is such important information. I've really learned a lot, in our conversation and as we're going along now. Now, I think it's very important for folk out there to really understand this myth that we have around mammograms. Can you share all your information there, please?
Yes, sure. I mean, you know, a mammogram actually doesn't prevent breast cancer because the tumor has to be present. So there's no prevention there, and they claim early detection, but that actually isn't early detection. We're much earlier than that because you've actually got your tumor. It's likened very much to driving a car with headlights on at night. With your headlights on, you're looking forward. That's what thermography does. You can see ahead. You can see what's coming. Mammography, look in the rearview mirror. That's what's behind you. That's what you'll see with mammography. Yes. So quite a nice comparison.
Lovely, I like that. I love painting pictures. To me, it makes so much sense.
Mm, and absolutely.
And basically, your thermography is actually a camera that you, it's a specialized camera that you said a NASA.
Yes, the manufacturer actually supplies NASA with the cameras on the space station and in the shuttles that went up as well. It's a very complicated piece of technology, but it has no moving parts and is very, very small. So very clever.
Oh, wow. Gosh, it's a little bit beyond me, but it's amazing what this little camera can do, hey?
We leave that to the scientists to figure out.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Now, yes, I believe, you know, for something as profound as this, which would be of great interest to many people out there, I was just asking you, in our earlier conversation, how you actually can reach people. And you said that you do travel out of Pietermaritzburg if required. And also tell us about the people from other countries outside of South Africa that come to you.
Yes, it's quite amazing. Now, I'll travel anywhere if I've got enough ladies. I've been to Ladysmith, Harrismith. I go to Ballito, Westville, Durban North, Howick, Pietermaritzburg. I've been to Johannesburg. I go to Cape Town twice a year. And I've got clients that come from Switzerland to me, America, Malawi, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. So I'm getting them from all over.
Wow, okay. I would like to, you to tell me, perhaps can we go through some stories that have averted some happy stories in and around since you started. We've still got 4 minutes left.
Yes, absolutely. Not only with breast technology as well, we pick up thyroid 6 months before, and we had a lady who insisted that she had a thyroid problem, and we showed. And she was quite happy because people were thinking she was a hypochondriac. And it took 6 months later, and through three different doctors, till eventually they found two nodules on the thyroid, which she phoned us to say, girls, there you go. You found it, and nobody would believe me. We have had other ladies as well who she actually came in for a full body, and we noticed a dark spot, a warm spot on the breast. She decided to follow up, and it was actually cancerous. And she had a mastectomy since then, and all's well. So there are various stories that relate to the successes. We find things so much earlier. Even with people come to us at the end of everything, and they say, "I've been for 100 tests of every kind. Please, can you tell me what's wrong with me?" We say, "Well, if you'd come to us in the first place, we could have pointed you in the right direction." For example, a woman had multiple urinary tract infections, and they'd done countless tests on the kidney and the bladder, and they couldn't find out. So we had a look. Our doctor at that time said to her, "Kidneys are fine, focus on the bladder." And she was thrilled. She said, "If only I'd known this before, because I could have omitted all this unnecessary invasive testing." With migraines, for example, too, one lady had severe migraine. She couldn't drive anymore. She was about to stop work, was going for MRI and CT scan. And she came to me and said, "Just see, we can't see inside the head, but we found a trigger point in her neck." She took this to her neurologist. She said, "Go to the physio, work on this trigger point. It may or may not be the cause of the migraines." 2 weeks later, she phoned. She said, "Guess what, girls? No MRI needed, no CT scan needed. My migraines have gone."
Ah, that's absolutely fantastic. And now, there's a much bigger picture here because you can use your technology to scan the whole body wherever.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we need to say here. That it's very
Yes.
important that people understand that it doesn't matter what your condition is, that this amazing technology can detect anything anywhere in the body.
Absolutely. I mean, in the legs too, you can have a perfectly normal looking leg and with no signs of varicose veins outwardly showing, yet we could see phlebitis or deep vein thrombosis immediately. It's amazing how it shows up. Also, with the breast scans, we'll include in the reports, it's your hormonal grading. We can see estrogen quite clearly. And as we know, estrogen actually collects in the breast. And you worry about that because of the estrogen positive receptive cancer that you get. And also, we have a look at the lymph glands, the axial under the arm, and also the subclavicle region for the lymph congestion, and to see if there's any problems there. So we can see plenty. Sinus issues we can pick up straight away.
Gosh.
TMJ, which is the clenching of the jaw and the mouth, dental problems, arthritis, any vascular problems we can pick up too, and musculoskeletal. Often pain is referred if you look at the nervous system down the spine. And we can pick up in the spine exactly where the issues are. We don't
Okay.
diagnose you. That's another myth.
Yes.
They say mammograms, you can be diagnosed with cancer. Mammograms nor thermograms will actually diagnose you with cancer. The only way of a positive diagnosis is through a lab test.
Yes, of course. Okay, now, right. We've only got we've got about let's do in 10 seconds. What is your
I
dream
can
going
talk.
forward? Your dream going
I
forward on
want to.
Thermoscan.
Yeah, I want to make it a household word. I think
Okay.
ladies need to know that this is available. This is another option to save painless, harmless. I mean, there's no radiation involved. And when they make their choices, they can be informed and make the correct choice.
That's wonderful, and it's uninvasive. Thank you for your time. What a wonderful information. Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you so much. Bye.